Our colleagues, our correspondent at Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany. We explore the news and views of what is happening on the European continent. Helen Sini joins us today. Good morning, Helen. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Lester.
The Olympics goes on and on and on. I think a lot of South Africans have lost interest because we have, I guess, only think we have one more real medal chance, and I think that is in the marathon, Gerda Stein, at the end, the very, very last event of the Olympics. But the Olympics is often a place where sport and politics collide, and this is very much the case that has happened in Tokyo. An athlete from Belarus said she was forced to go back home after she publicly criticized the coaches and, by extension, her government, and that she feared for her life. Japanese authorities had to intervene at the airport. She's now, I believe, being given or offered asylum from Poland. What is currently the situation there with that athlete?
Yes, that's correct, Lester. She is currently in Poland. To understand why it got this dramatic, let me provide some background, because it is incredible that a European athlete would say she fears for her life, you know, simply because she criticized her coaches. But this sprinter, Kristina Timanovskaya, I knew I wouldn't get it right. Timanovskaya. Now, she comes from Belarus, as you say. That used to be a part of the Soviet Union until it broke up in 1991. And since then, it's often been called Europe's last dictatorship. And for the past 26 years, it's been ruled with an iron fist by President Alexander Lukashenko. Now, the situation in Belarus has deteriorated rapidly over the past few years. There were presidential elections back in 2020. Lukashenko claimed he won them, but the opposition and Western government said they were neither free nor fair. And that led to mass protests across the country. And since then, thousands have been arrested. There have been widespread reports of torture, also allegations of detainees being killed in prisons. And many dissidents have fled the country. So if we get back to the Olympics, this Belarusian sprinter, she objected publicly to being entered into a particular race. Because she said she'd never raced in the event before. Because of her criticism, she was ordered to fly back home early, and that's when she sought protection from the Olympic authorities. Interestingly, she was one of 2,000 sports people who signed an open letter calling for new elections and for political prisoners to be freed in Belarus. And as you say, yeah, she's now in Poland, which has given her a humanitarian visa, Lester.
Back in May, Belarus was in the headlines because the government diverted a commercial passenger plane that was flying over its airspace, forced it to land, and then arrested a dissident journalist on board. It got a lot of international condemnation for this action. Sanctions were introduced by some countries. Have there been any improvement in Belarus?
Yeah, the diversion of that Ryanair flight and the arrest of journalist Roman Pratasevich, yeah, you're right, it made international headlines, not least of all because it showed the extent to which the Belarusian authorities are prepared to go to crack down on dissidents. And as you say, that incident resulted in the EU, Britain, Canada and the US imposing a raft of new sanctions against Lukashenko, his regime and also the economy, in particular its oil and potash industries. Now, opinion is divided as to whether these sanctions will have any real impact on the Lukashenko regime, not least of all because Belarus has firm support from its closest ally, which is Russia. But I have to say the crackdown on dissidents and independent media in Belarus continues. For example, just yesterday, the trial of two leading opposition figures got underway behind closed doors at a court in the capital, Minsk. Now, they're charged with undermining national security, and they could face 12 years in prison. And in recent weeks, the authorities have launched a broad crackdown with raids and arrests on dozens of organizations. In fact, one NGO described it as a total purge of civil society, Lester.
And finally, at the same time that this drama involving the athlete was unfolding at the Tokyo Olympics, a Belarusian man was found hung in the Ukraine. Now he was the chief of an NGO that provided aid for fleeing people, for fleeing Belarus. Is this another case of the Belarusian government doing all it can to silence any opposition?
Well, Vitaly Shishov, he was 26. He was the head of an organization called Belarusian House, which is based in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. And it helps Belarusians trying to flee persecution. And it finds them accommodation, employment, and provides legal services. Ukraine, like Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania, has become a haven for these dissidents and opposition figures. And he was found hanged in a park after being reported missing. And his friends said he'd been under surveillance prior to that. Now, a murder investigation has now been launched into his death by the Ukrainian authorities, and many suspect his death indicates that dissidents are not even safe outside Belarus. And just finally, the Ukrainian authorities have now stepped up security for these Belarusian exiles who have fled there, Lester.
Helen Sini, she is our correspondent at Deutsche Welle in Bonn. Thank you so much. We'll chat to you again next week.